long miles of emptiness fill much of Utah, a perfect place for drug traffickers to drive and drive and never get caught.
Utah is I call it a cartel-friendly state. It's just our demographics, our geographics.
Brian Besser is the district agent in charge for the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration here in Utah.
Utah is seeing massive amounts of Mexican-sourced methamphetamine, massive amounts of Colombian and Mexican-sourced heroin, and then obviously fentanyl.
He says drugs are not only driven up from the south and west through Utah to places in the east, drugs also come to Utah and stay because of the demand here.
Because Utahns have a love affair with prescription pills. It's just a fact.
Just this past week in Utah County, two different men were arrested with millions of dollars worth of cocaine and meth in their vehicles. Utah County Sheriff Sergeant Spencer Cannon says one of those men has been deported back to Mexico 8 times.
Whether he's hiding in a trunk or using someone else's ID, climbing over a fence or swimming across the river, whatever it is, his coming back into the United States is done illegally.
President Trump says a barrier wall will do much to stop drug smuggling from Mexico.
The numbers you're talking about are peanuts compared. You'll make the money back numerous times a year.
A wall is a huge prohibitor. That's what a wall is.
It'll also stop money from going the other way, and that will dry up business. Besser knows a wall is not the silver bullet. Cartels make it their business to get drugs to where the demand is. Former DHS Acting Undersecretary John Cohen adds,
drug traffickers will simply come up through the Caribbean or the Atlantic waterways. You know, they'll fly over the wall, and human smugglers will find a way to circumvent it as well.
But law enforcement all says a stronger border will help.
No one debates the efficacy of a wall who's in drug law enforcement.
Besser also wants to see more Highway Patrol troopers getting better pay and says strengthening Utah's civil asset forfeiture laws will also hit the cartels in the wallet. Those are things up to the state government, while the federal government continues debating the wall. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.